AP News. Good morning, I'm Ed Donahue. President Trump signed an executive order meant to expand access to and reduce cost of in vitro fertilization.
I've been saying that we're going to do what we have to do, and I think the women and families, husbands, are very appreciative of it.
Illinois Democratic Senator Tammy Duckworth says the executive order does nothing to expand access and adds the president is the reason IVF is at risk in the first place after the Supreme Court overturned Roe versus Wade. As talks begin between the U.S. and Russia on Ukraine, the president also implies Ukraine is to blame for the start of the war.
And I think I have the power to end this war, and I think it's going very well. But today I heard, oh, well, we weren't invited. Well, you've been there for 3 years. You should have ended it 3 years. You should have never started it. You could have made a deal.
The president appeared on Sean Hannity's show on Fox News Channel and acknowledged inflation is back, but noted he's only been in office a few weeks and insists he had nothing to do with prices that remain stubbornly high. The president also said Elon Musk is getting the job done, looking for waste in government.
I think he's going to find $1 trillion.
Yeah, I think so.
But I think it's a very small percentage compared to what it is.
The Trump administration is falsely claiming tens of millions of dead people over 100 years old are receiving Social Security payments. A July 2024 report from Social Security's Inspector General shows over a seven-year period, the agency paid out less than 1% in improper payments. The Vatican says 88-year-old Pope Francis slept well, got out of bed, and ate breakfast this morning after tests confirmed he had developed pneumonia in both lungs and a further complication that raised concerns about the Pope's ability to fight off the infection. Up to 10 inches of snow is possible along the Atlantic coast in Virginia, and significant ice accumulations are forecast in eastern North Carolina. This is AP News. The verdict is not guilty against A$AP Rocky.
In a Los Angeles courtroom, A$AP Rocky appeared to be breathing heavily, facing up to 24 years in prison if convicted on two felony counts of assault with a semi-automatic firearm for allegedly firing a handgun at a former friend on a Hollywood street in 2021. But when the verdict was read,
not guilty,
fans screamed, and the 36-year-old rapper turned from the defense table and dove into the arms of Rihanna, his superstar partner seated behind. Rocky took a major gamble when he turned down a plea deal that could have meant just 6 months in jail, and outside expressed his gratitude.
Gotta thank God first, you know what I'm saying? And I really want to thank the jury for making the right decision, you know?
I'm Ben Thomas.
I'm just so thankful.
Police say Los Angeles FC striker Olivier Girard's home was the target of a burglary. I'm Ed Donahue, AP News.
COTUS salutes those who've served. Veterans ride free Tuesday, November 11th. And every other day of the year, our veterans and active duty military personnel get a 50% discount on all fares. It's all part of COTUS' ongoing commitment to show appreciation for your selfless service. To ride at no cost on fixed routes, tell your bus operator that you're a veteran or use code VET2025 in the app to use COTA Plus. Veterans ride free on Tuesday, November 11th for Veterans Day. Veterans get a 50% discount every day on COTA. Plan your ride and learn more at coda.com/trip planner.
There's still time to get holiday ready. Right Rug Flooring makes it easy with next day installation and 24-month special financing with approved credit. Carpet, hardwood, luxury vinyl, and tile. We have everything you need to make your home shine for family and friends this season. Schedule a free in-home estimate or find a showroom near you. Visit rightrug.com, RITERUG.com. Be holiday ready with Right Rug Flooring. Right.